I do have Bonnie Black on the line, and Bonnie is the owner of the Little House Organized podcast. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, it is Men's Mental Health Week this week, and hence the reason we're speaking with you. Okay, so tell us about Little Home Organized.
So Little Home Organized is an online platform where we can have a global reach for people who are struggling with clutter, because despite what many people think, clutter is not just a woman's problem. It is actually a problem for men as well. And with the stats showing that 1 in 8 men will experience depression in their lifetime, and a Choosy Clutter report from 2017 showing that over 40% of couples have actually argued about their clutter, and 1 in 9 have said that it's a serious contributing factor for a divorce, you can see how clutter really does affect men's mental health, and getting on top of it is really important.
Wow, you could hardly... Yes, there you go. Well, tell us a little bit about how we can get on top of it.
So the Little Home Organized podcast is all about making sure that we reach people who are struggling with clutter. So when they're feeling overwhelmed and frustrated, because clutter is causing tension in homes for lots of couples, and we want to make sure that mental health is actually protected. And we find that when people are living in a clutter-free environment, not only is their mental health better, but their physical health is better. They have better relationships. And we all know that we could do with some better relationships in our lives, couldn't we, Rosemary?
Absolutely. It can never be too good. So what are some of the things that we should do ourselves without having to rely on you, Bonnie?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to start small, Rosemary. So look around your house and look at your kitchen to start with, because the kitchen is the heart of the home. And if you're finding that making food is difficult, or you've got nowhere to cook without having to clear the dining table or the bench, that's actually affecting us, because we are in the kitchen the most out of all the rooms in the house. And so I think that if we start small and we start with little steps and we take those baby steps, it's that whole eating an elephant one bite at a time analogy, mm-hmm. then I think that that then overflows into other areas of our lives.
I know that, we're told at the end of every season to go through our walk-in robes or our wardrobes, whatever, and change over. So really this is what you would do in all parts of your home.
I think every part of our house could use a little maintenance from time to time. And realistically, if you look around you, everything that you have is a task at some point, whether it's something that needs to be maintained or replaced or cleaned. Everything is a task. So the more things you have in your house, the more tasks that you have. And the studies have shown that the more tasks we have on our to-do list, the more we feel overwhelmed and are less likely to be able to cope with daily functions.
Actually, you know, when you just think quickly, when you go on holiday, the first thing you do is check into your apartment or whatever, and it's sort of relaxing walking in there because you haven't got a lot of stuff. And there's a typical example, isn't it?
That's exactly right. We go on holidays and we feel so relaxed because we walk in and the spaces are usually fairly minimal. Hmm. And we realise we don't actually need all the stuff that we've got at home. We can perfectly do without it, but I think a lot of us have forgotten that art of making do.
Hmm. I think COVID-19 has brought some of that back to us, but probably not as much as, probably we're a bit hoardy right now, aren't we?
Well, I think a lot of people are realising that after spending months in their home, that maybe their house isn't the sanctuary that they always wanted it to be. And so I think that's where the Little Home Organised podcast can come in, because we're just giving little tips and hints for people to feel like, hey, you're not alone. Lots of people are struggling with clutter. Here's some ways that we can go on this journey together so that we can declutter and we can all have better mental and physical health.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so how do our listeners get onto the podcast?
So just jump onto any podcast app on your smartphone and look for Little Home Organized. We're also on social media on Facebook and Instagram under Little Home Organized Podcast. And for those that are on Facebook, we have a lovely Facebook community where people share before and afters and they ask questions about problems that they're struggling with in their homes. And that's called Little Home Organized Community on Facebook. It's a Facebook group.
So Little Home Organized is probably the operative word there that should people keep in mind. And, certainly men tend to get into their sheds and hoard every single thing in the world. And I'm not knocking women out of here, because we can we do a fair bit of it ourselves. So, Bonnie, thanks for talking to us this morning. And you know, it's a fairly simple thing but can make a big difference in our lives.
It absolutely can. Thanks for having me, Rosemary.
Have I lost you again?
No, I'm
goodness
still here.
Me.